Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your news hour, Friday News Hour. I'm Elohim Christ, your host. And we will be talking about some things. Well, naturally, we're all about love, okay? But we want to make sure that people understand what love is. They're teaching obsessionism as love. Oh, I can't have nobody can have rock. Don't. I don't know, I'll kill them and do myself. You know what I mean? That's not what this is about. That's not what love is about. Love is to act and make them feel good. And if that person don't want you, move on. You're not going to make them feel good talking or stalking and trying to win them over like it's some kind of war, you know? That's the wrong message, you know, that you're sending to your children. There's somebody out there that appreciates you for who you are, not the one that puts on the air, try to get over and all that kind of stuff. They want to know who you are. And once you're in a situation where a person knows who you are, if they like that person, they're always loving you. Once they love who the real person is, who the real you is, they'll always love you because that's who you are. You're going to be that person to let throw some dirt on a coffin, okay? I also like to take a few minutes to give a little respect for Brother Milt McIntyre, who made his transition Sunday. You know, I'm going to miss him dearly. He's a friend of mine. He's the host of Legacy of the Nation. So for the next month, we're going to be doing Legacy of the Nation as tribute to him. In fact, we're going to tribute the whole month to him. I'm going to recognize him on every show that I do for now until the end of the month, okay? We'll talk about his funeral arrangements a little later on, where he's going to be in time. That's going to be Thursday. And we'll talk about where he's going to be returning at. I'll give you an address and all that in a few, okay? So right now, we're talking about love and what love is. We can understand what love is. Love is to act and make others feel good. And if you're in a relationship, your every act should be one thing. How can I make this other person feel good? Period. And their every act should be the same to you. How can I make the other person feel good? If you're both making each other feel good, that's all you're thinking about, you should be in a feel-good relationship. Don't be pushing each other's buttons, trying to make them jealous, see just how much they love you and all that. That's the obsessionism type of love. That's not what you want. You want a feel-good relationship between the two people. That's what you want. And you want to do things to make people in your group feel good and all that kind of stuff, you know, and it will work. Okay. Let me do the assertion. I walk the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused on what you show. And I'll be walking the path of the light, and I will get what I want. And that's the key. What I want, make sure you know what you want. Because like Mama said, be careful what you're asking for. You just might get it, okay? That same thing in relationships, too. You're chasing after somebody that don't want you. If you get them, you're going to have a problem. Because they're not going to treat you that day. They didn't want you in the first place, okay? They really don't like you, you know? They just... see something they can use, they can get over a little bit, and that's what they're going to do. So you have to be careful out there. Be careful what you ask for. Be careful what you want, okay? Now, I've been hitting and missing on the radio because of my scheduling and packing them up for in the morning. I haven't been sleeping well lately, but I'm here, and we're going to try to be here every day. So it's 1 hour a day. It takes more than 1 hour to get the show on, but we're going to try to be here for this 1 hour a day to give you some updates and let you know what's going on, okay? Now, the first thing we're going to talk about is the fact about climate change, you know? We need to talk about climate change more. Why I start off with that when people are dying of COVID-19, because I believe, now, I don't use the term belief that much. When I say believe, that means I don't have actual facts, okay? But I think that the virus is coming from the polar cap melt. You should have viruses under that ice for millions of years. And when that ice starts melting, those viruses come up, you know? Wherever it lands first, they attribute that country for the virus, but that's not the case, you know. I'm sure it's always possible that they release something in the air because they're playing with these viruses, trying to make them into weapons and stuff, designing DNA to kill certain groups of people and all that stuff. God is out of control. You know, I call you God because that's what the Bible calls you, okay? I deal with the Bible. The Bible calls you God, and that's what I'm calling you, okay? Don't get mad at me. Get mad at the book. I didn't write the book, okay? So God is out of control right now. As you say, the nuts are running the insane asylum. So we got to get the Mets back in their wards and back where they're supposed to be, and for the fan of them to run in a peaceful manner, you know. Kind of interesting. Okay, now let's talk about the facts about our climate change. That's where we're at. Now, we're talking about man's footprint and what we're doing with global warming and greenhouse gas and all that, the heating of the planet. Yes, that's what we're doing. But there is something going on that we're not talking about. The sun's corona, the sun is actually heating up out there, okay? And because not only is the earth experiencing high temperatures, so are some of the other planets in the solar system. So we're not the only contributing factor to climate change, all right? Now, we're going to have to keep designing things so that we can get better. According to the Bible, we're designers, all right? They talk about designism, revolution. Evolution is a theory. A theory is something that is an idea that cannot be proven. Since they can't prove it, I don't even deal with it. Okay, when they can say Darwin sacks the revolution, then we'll talk. Until then, it's just a theory, you know what I mean? But we're talking about designism, something that we do. This is something that we do every day. We are designers. We design planes, ships, boats, everything, follow what I'm saying, to fly and go wherever we have to go, because that's who we are. Our ancestors designed the whole doggone system, the solar system, all that stuff. They designed the planets, the moon. They've used our DNA to make all of these insects and trees and plants. All that's a part of our DNA. When they're able to break it down, they'll see that all of that comes out of man's DNA. So in the Bible, when they're talking about the blood of Jesus, they ain't just talking about blood. Talking about what's in the blood, right down to the mitochondria, all that stuff. They know what they're talking about. When they glorify certain things, just that our ministers aren't really giving us the information that we need to have, okay? Well, I don't want to get into biblical stuff. That's Sunday. So we're trying to give up some news, all right? So that's some facts about the climate change, you know? So our footprint, men and women's footprint on the planet, I need to say God's footprint on the planet because that's who's doing it. We can change our footprint to emit less greenhouse gases to help out, you know, but we also have to design a way to get off this rock, okay? Because if the sun ever, if the solar flare ever is big enough, well, if we have a lot of solar flare, we wouldn't have time to get off the rock anyway. But if we know that the sun is actually heating up, that the sun is growing, hotter. These are some of the facts about climate change. It's not just all on man's footprint, okay? Because yeah, we're doing a lot to help with the greenhouse gas and all that stuff. But the other planets in the solar system are actually heating up as well. Now, this is a pattern with the sun over years that the sun is going to be heating up, heating up, heating up. Then we have to design, because we're designers, according to the book, I follow the book. According to the book, we're designers. We have to design a way to get off this rock if we have to, okay? We design this planet. We can design other, we can design ships and all that stuff. But we're doing it now, okay? We are designers. Evolution versus designism, it's not a contest, because as long as they have the word theory, in Darwin's theory of evolution, we need to step off from it. You follow what I'm saying? Because evolution is a theory, it's not a fact, okay? So let's keep on rolling here. We're talking about the facts of climate change. That's number one. So we have to begin thinking about how can we design a way to get off this rock, okay, if the sun keeps heating up. Right, because like I'm saying, there's other planets in the solar system that are heating up as well. So there's other contributing factors to climate change. Okay, now the next thing is that the members who have received their information, okay, you need to study the information because there's stuff in there that's really, really good to know. Talking about that's in the Tyrannical Scripture Complete Volume. The members that have it. we need to study because this first year, this is our first year as a society. The first year as a society, we have to study. We have to study what's going on and what the society is all about. And it, and that book, Tyrannical Scriptures, complete volume. My screen just went down. The Tyrannical Scriptures, complete volume. That will literally give you information that will help you with power that you get, that you're beginning to learn from listening to this broadcast. Okay. My screen just went down, so I don't know. I know the call. The numbers are coming in. The numbers are coming in before our screen went down. But right now, I can't access anything, and I'm going to have to correct that problem in a minute. So just bear with me. We're going to keep going, okay? I don't know if all this coincidence, because I spent a lot of money on equipment right now. I got new everything over here. So why am I screaming at them? Anyhow, the members, okay? You need to study this information because it's very important, especially the information on trust, okay? You need to learn how to set your businesses up on trust. Your businesses, your birth certificate, all that stuff, the property that you have should be in trust. That way it won't have to go through probate. The lawyer is charging a lot of money to take your property through probate. So you need to do some studying. Those members, you have the books. Do some studying, do as much studying as you can for the remainder of this year. We need to study. Now, we're going to be having meetings soon. Okay, but some of them are going to be virtual. We're going to be on the net because we're in quite a few states at this particular point. And this is a global network. So we're in quite a few states at this particular point. So everybody won't be able to come every week or meet. Okay. So I have to be on the air through the Zoom platform, or we'll pick one of these platforms. I'll be talking to the members to find out what platform they want to be on when we have these meetings. Okay. It is a little tricky because I'm buying equipment now to separate the society as far as the net is concerned, so that anybody just can't jump in our meetings when we have them on the air. So we're going to privatize the meeting. That's what the expensive equipment is for, so that we can sort of isolate. I'm not worried about government, see what I'm saying, because we are the government. So we never worry about government. We worry about independent hackers who have problems with anything that's going to help people, you know? And those are the people that we're trying to protect ourselves against. As far as the government's concerned, they can come and sit down with us. It don't make no difference because this is our government. You follow what I'm saying? Ever since they stole it from President Hansen, President Hansen has set this up, okay? All right, so now on to the next thing that I want to talk about is that we have our domain site set up, okay? I can't even, boy. All right, there we go. The screen's back. Okay. I can't even play no music while I fix the screen, but the screen came back. I see where I was now. I have the things around. We have our site set up, okay? Elohim Fathers Tribe Society of Love, the domain site. We have our own domain, okay? Now, the purpose of us setting up the site is so that the members and the people that are part of what we're doing will be able to put their information, put their stuff on the site so that they can sell their goods and services, whatever they're trying to sell, you follow what I'm saying? So they can put it on the site. We have people out there that do flags and buttons. We have one of my family members do candles. They do you can do candles any color you want. Follow what I'm saying? They make candles and things like that there. Well, we do the T-shirts and all that stuff. So there's a lot of stuff that's going to be going on the site. But we have to be in control of the site. Because society, we control the site. You know what I'm saying? So if we don't want nobody on the site, we can say no. Like, let's say... Mr. Trump wants to come on and put some of his rhetoric on the site, we can turn him down. We don't have to have negative, hateful information on the site if we don't want to, because we're in control. It's our site, okay? And our whole mindset is about unity. It's about love, learning how to love each other, and doing some things to fix this broken society. Like I said earlier, right now the nuts are running insane asylum. We got to get the nuts some help, get them back in their rooms, so that this society can function better. Because the biggest problem that we're having as a society is man's inhumanity to man. Okay? It's like they're not putting in the news what's going on in Somalia. Barack Obama sanctioned that action to begin what's going on in Somalia, selling Saudi Arabia all these weapons and stuff, and devastation that is taken over there. They're not even talking about it anymore. They need to be talking about it. Follow what I'm saying? The humanitarian crisis that is created has been created by man. A lot of these crises that's going on around the planet, food shortage and all that, being created by men and women. We're creating these problems. Because of our lack of understanding of who we are and what we should be doing, you know? So those of you who don't know what's going on in Somalia, you know, go Google it, look it up, and check it out, and you can talk to your congressman or something and let them know that we need to back off our facilities selling them weapons and stuff that they're using against people like that, you know? And what bothers me is that they're both Muslim. Both Muslim countries. Somalia is mostly Muslim right now, from what I understand. And you got the Saudi Arabia, they Muslims. And the reason why Prophet Muhammad went to Mecca in the first place was to stop the infighting amongst the tribes. You know? It seems like after he died or made transition, it seems like they lost the message. And the Muslims out there killing us. And Afghanistan, that's Muslim against Muslim. It's like, it's crazy, you know? But like I say, the nuts are running the insane asylum, and you get into that belief system. People ask you, what do you believe? I don't believe nothing. Either I know it or I don't know it. Don't come to me with a theory and expect me to believe it. It's because of theory. You got to prove this theory. You got to work this thing out, you know? Well, how do we start from what we know to what we don't know? Hey, look, you eat every day. And if this goes in, something's going to come out. That's a fact. So that's something that you know. You can prove to yourself. Just keep eating. Don't come out of your belly going butt. Or keep drinking. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to piss. Somewhere down the line, that water going to come out. You know? You follow what I'm saying? These are things that you know. That's the beginning. How do I know? Knowing is something that you can prove on a consistent basis. Follow what I'm saying? So this takes us out of the realm of belief. You know? In the book, takes you into reality. But the members of the book, I'm talking about the Bible right now, they don't want you dealing with reality. Because if you're dealing with reality, you wouldn't be giving these guys money to buy these $5 million homes and $200,000 cars and people sleeping on the street. You see what I'm saying? Some of these ministries got enough money where they can eliminate homelessness in the entire country. But that's not their goal. It's not their objective. You know what I'm saying? So you have to begin to deal with reality, you know. If you're giving your money, let the money come back for a better purpose. That's just my take on things. Now, if you want to comment, if you have something you want to say, just press 1 on your dial, and I'll open up your mic. My screen and everything's working fine right now. I'll open up your mic. You can make a comment, or if you have a business or something, then you can go ahead and give us a shout-out about your business and whatever you want to do. Okay. We just went through what's the purpose of the site. Now, I'm gonna mention the site many times. Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. That's our site. That's our domain. Okay. Now, the Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah is being sponsored by the society. Okay. So when you get your information, right, in the Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume, it focuses on the spiritual, or I don't like to say religious, realigning yourself with source energy. It's focused on the spiritual aspect of the society, okay, because that's important. The political aspect, but it also gets into the political aspect. Everything is in these books that you're getting once you sign up, once you send your $100 in. And because the information you're getting is worth over $200, all the stuff that you get, you have to count books. I mean, you get a lot of stuff. You know, you get 10 CDs. And, a lot of lesson stuff is in there. So you get a lot more than what you're paying for, in other words. And a lot of the information that you're getting, you can't put a price on it, because some of the stuff you really need to know and pass on to the children, okay? And the information that you get will be passed on to the children, because the heirloom edition is set up, okay, to be passed on for generation to generation to come, all right? So I'm just throwing it out there, okay? Now, back to the domain site, Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. Somebody asked me, what does Elohim mean? It's just what it says. God or I am. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says you are a God. You are God. That's what it says. Okay? It didn't say you are all the God. You know, it don't think like that. The Bible deals with equality. And once you get into the code, you'll be seeing how the equality is. Now, that simply means that you have unlimited potential. Okay, and if you start thinking like some of these people that are thinking about God, should go build all powers and kum pa kum, it don't work that way. You're a designer. That's what makes you God. You can design anything. You can design your life, design stuff to get out of the mess that you are. All you got to do is sit down and you can figure it out. As long as you ain't smoking your brains out. Or getting high, drinking, and they pushing the alcohol and all that, because they don't want you in your right mind, you know? They don't want you clear-headed, because you can see the reality of what's going on. And the reality of what's going on, all five tribes have to work together. You're going to have to get that through your mind. All this black, white, orange, pink, yellow man, red man, you know? Yeah, we're the five tribes, but we have to work together. If you notice, when there's a real crisis, all five tribes come together to solve. They really do. You know, if you look at the mixture of the scientists that has been working on the virus and stuff, all five tribes are there. All five tribes are there. That's why they come up stuff so quickly. You know, there's a reason why this country is the most powerful on the planet, because the five tribes are here working together. Okay, and some of the countries have switched up, like Britain, some of the other countries have begun switching up and allowing all the other tribes more access to what's going on, because they're beginning to learn, you know. Now, this is society news. A lot of the news, well, let's get into the next thing on the list, is the COVID-19 thing, okay? We don't know where the virus came from. You know, we have ideas. Okay, I think that because of the climate change, I mentioned this earlier, because of the climate change, that the virus is in the ice that's millions of years old, and they're releasing these viruses when the ice, and the first country that the virus hit, the first country that recognized it, that's who they attribute to the virus. Now, it is also possible, right? It's also possible that they're practicing, they're working on weaponizing these viruses and stuff so that they can use them as things of war. It's like I said, the nuts are running the same stuff. It'd be crazy to even play around with these things, you know, but that's what they're doing. And their reason for playing around with them is that if somebody else come up with it, we need to have cure. We need to be able to cure this stuff if somebody else attack us with the virus. That's why they're playing with it. And sometimes, I don't know, I can't speak on this as a truthful matter, because I don't know if they've let some of the viruses get out of control or not. I know they experimented on black people in Tuskegee with one of the viruses. I think it was syphilis or something like that. You know, experiment on people, just giving it to people, knowing that it's going to run rampant in the communities. You know what I mean? This is science without the reach what you sow portion to balance the science out. Okay, I talked about that yesterday. Those are our spiritual things, because that's our culture. They're giving you culture as how you dance, where you dress, and what you eat. No, that's not your culture. Those are the distractions that keep you away from the reality of what these people are doing. Your left hand don't know what the right hand doing, or that's what they're doing. Your culture is really what you sow. That's your culture. There's only two cultures. Read what you sow, and dog be dog. the rework of show culture is supposed to be controlling the dog-eat-dog culture. That's why President Hansen and them, the founding fathers, I'm not talking about George Washington, you know, President Hansen and them, set it up so that the civilians control the military. That's why you got a civilian president, and the president is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. That puts the reach-what-you-sow culture in charge of the dog-eat-dog culture, and that's what's going on. Then they have to go through Congress and get certain approval before they can enact certain wars, you know, although they found a way to bypass that and, you know, knocking off people over there anyway. But to have a global war and launching nuclear weapons and all that, they got to go through Congress and stuff, because they're Congress and the Senate. That, you know, it puts the civilians in some control of what that military is doing, because the military, hey, they got one thing on their mind. You got it. We want it. Being strong enough, hey, we're coming to take it. You know, that's how the doggy dog thing works. Right now, we have to do the hour. I'm gonna do this every day. I was just gonna do this on Sunday, the commercial, but I'm gonna do it every day because I think that the people who are out there working, trying to get information on the market, trying to get us information, you know, need a little help. You know, they need all the help we can, and I believe that we should be giving something back. So this is Alien Five Tribes, Constellation of the Stars Radio Present. Alien Speaks from 8 to 9 p.m. Okay, the calling number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you have something to say. You don't use your last four, you don't use your name unless you want us to. We use the last four digits of the phone number. That way you'll know that it's you. And then you can start talking when you open up your mouth, okay? So now what we do on Monday, well, we start with Sunday. Sunday is Bible 2.0. We want to teach you how to read the book, because that book is so powerful, amazing. You know, I've read it many, many times from cover to cover. But when I learned the code, I only had to read it one more time, because the code opens up the book to a point that you know what's going on in each one of the books. You know what I mean? It's absolutely amazing. And you can relate the book to history or whatever you want to do, but the codes of the book tell you who's who and what's going on, you know? On Tuesday we deal with history, okay? Tuesday we deal with history? No, because we deal on, I'm reading a lot of things here. Yeah, okay. Tuesday is Tyrannical Scriptures. We talk on the secret doctrine. Those of you who have the book, we tell you what page you're reading from and where we at in the secret doctrine so that you can get accustomed to reading out of the Tyrannical Scriptures, okay? on Wednesday, we deal with politics. That's a pretty big subject. You know, everything is centered around what the slave masters are doing out there, what they're trying to do politically to take us back to where they're controlling our slaves, controlling the African slave, okay? So that's politics. Thursday is economics. We tell you where and what the Bible is saying about that money so that you should never be broke. If you follow the code of what the Bible is saying, you should never be broke. It's like on Moses, they talk about the, they're talking about the tithes and stuff. But that was to set up a centralized banking system so that to help the people with roads and bridges and military and all that stuff, you know. Not for these jokers can go out here and spend $5 million on a house and $200,000 on a car. Duh. You know what I mean? Like, they really need that type of establishment, you know, to live in, you know. I mean, sure, you're God, but, you know, you got, you know, like I said earlier, the churches, they all got together, they got enough wealth so that no person in America, nobody in this country should ever be hungry or out of door. That's how much money you've given them to do things for you, and they're not doing it for you. They're doing it for themselves, okay? So we're definitely talking about economics. And Friday, we talk about how, why we're sick, why we're in the hospital, how the drug dealers have control over the system, okay? And so that they can make sure that you're a junkie You're on some kind of pill by the time you get 40, 50 years old. You're on some kind of pill for the rest of your life. That's the plan. That's what the 3-meal-a-day diet does to you. We'll talk about that diet in a minute, how it relates, how the Bible talks against certain things that this society has done, okay? And then Saturday, we're dealing with the Legacy of the Nation. We're talking about Black history on Saturday. And we're going to be attributing the Legacy of the Nation to Brother Mac, who made his transition Sunday. We're going to miss him dearly. He's been running the Legacy. We started Legacy of the Nation together. I broke off into Elohim Speaks, and he kept going with Legacy of the Nation. And he did a good job getting information out to people. And we want to continue his legacy of Legacy of the Nation. You know what I mean? Like that. Okay. Now, I'm doing a commercial. I released a gospel CD. It's on Amazon, Best Buy. Not wrong me about Best Buy, but it's on all of the music outlets, you know, Walmart, Amazon, not Best Buy. There's another one that begins with a B. Or eBay. Yeah, it's on eBay. Now, the album on eBay is selling for $25, the album on eBay. So you might want to go to one of the other outlets. It's a little cheaper. Or you can just call them directly. And we'll send it out to you for a lot cheaper than that. The calling number is 215-758-1703. To find out about the album. The album is the gospel album. And it's called Jesus is Coming, 911 Emergency. Okay. You can also go to CD Baby and pick up the album. Like I said, it's on Spotify. It's everywhere out there, so you can actually get it. If you just want to listen to it, you can go to YouTube, okay, and just hook up the Elohim 10 track. Now I'm going to want Jesus Emergency, and the track will come up, and you can just listen to the album for yourself, okay? Now we ask ourselves, when Jesus is coming back, how's he coming back? He's coming back the same way he came back the first time, through the goddess's womb. That's how he came the first time. He come back, one of your children, you know what I mean, is going to be the Messiah. Trust me, you know what I mean? If we're looking for a Messiah, it's going to be one of your children. So be mindful of the children that you're dumping, okay? I also like to speak out against Planned Parenthood, because they have them situated in Black and Spanish neighborhoods, and we have more abortion since Planned Parenthood started than any time in the country's history. Planned Parenthood was set up by the Eugenics Society. So if you don't know anything about the Eugenics Society, look them up. And a lot of the people that call in to pay for the abortion, they say, look, the best way to hate a nigga is before they're born. I'm just saying, that's what they're saying, you know? So you need to do some research on Planned Parenthood, you know? That's what we need Planned Parenthood today, you know? We need to put some controls on Planned Parenthood and the abortion rate about women out there and what's going on, okay? And don't forget to check out my book, The Long Scriptures, Part 2, if I could come. That's on Amazon and Walmart. You can get the book out there like that. Or you can call them directly and get a copy of the book from us. Or you'll be able to go to our site, and we're here for our tribe, to find your love, and purchase the book right from our site. This is what we're starting off. Like I'm saying, we do need members to help us out with the site, okay? And I also like to give a shout out to Hans Butler for his book, One Last Cry Out. Okay, he understands history and he has a good message. Now, what we don't understand, what they're not letting us know through the school system, is that we had a global, as Black folk, we had a global empire going here. And the Americas, okay, was here before the Europeans even started coming this direction. Okay, before Leif Erikson, America Vespucci, all of them, it was called the Americas, okay? And that takes us all the way back to Mars and our journey from Mars to the planet, coming into some of the sites that are not here no more. The names are not coming in my mind right now. But we'll talk about more of that on History Day, which is Saturday. Okay. Now, the Legacy of the Nation show will be hosted on Saturday, but it will be done by us. from 9 to 8 to 9. So we'll be doing a lecture show for Black History. And I'd like to give a shout out to Nikki Love. She's a spiritual advisor, and she does a pretty good job. So give her a call. Her number is 909-749-8626. Now, also, all these shows are recorded. You can always go to Blog Talk Radio, because our shows are listened to quite a few other countries, not just here, okay? So you can go and listen, all right? So give her a shout-out. We also have Tammy, Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kimitra 11. And she has what's called spoken words. So you might want to listen to her, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121, full of the Pennsylvania, UNIA. They have meetings of the North Nation Contact Mark P at 267-822-2320, okay? And I'd like to give a shout-out to UNIA. They're off in Atlanta, building Africa. Also, they make flags, buttons, and stuff like that. They have unique flags and things of that nature. So the red, black, green flag, that we like to fly. He does a pretty good job. His work is pretty quality. Let's make sheets and stuff too. Yeah, okay. There's more electronics. One of our members, electric company, and he's also my son. You know, electric. I always get my chest out a little bit when I change my job. He's coming. And so he does outlets, light, bringing electricity into the home and things like that. There, so. He's pretty good at it, so you might want to give him a call. He's done some work for me, and turns out pretty good. He does work for the family, too. And also, a good shout out to Taylor Pass Learning Academy. She has she's a certified registered nurse who's currently in medical school and soon to be a doctor. Taylor has before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-68-8352. From 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., okay? The email address is fellowpathlearningacademy@gmail.com. I'd like to give a shout-out to a residential naturopathic healer. That would be Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. That would be Dr. Paul. And also Dr. Bill. His number is 621-561-8356. Okay, that's our commercial. I'm going to do the commercial every day. I know it takes a little minute to sit through and we got to hear this. But, you know, I like to give something back to the people that are trying to do something for us. Okay? And so that's what's going on right now. Now, back to the news. We're talking about the June 6th insurrection, right? Now, that's the fight between the slave master and the fight between the slave master and the slave. You know what I'm saying? These Southerners, Dixiecrats, okay, they're also the ones that have been a better party, although the parties begin to shift in their job and what they're trying to do. But they literally believe that they're supposed to have slaves. Whether it be white, black, green, pink, they don't really care. Whoever's the easiest target, that's what they're going to make their slave. And that's what they're fighting for. They're fighting to put you back under their thumb. Now, the question is, right, who is the real slave master? And I want to drop a little information here. There's an incorporeal entity in you. They call it the spirit, the soul. They got a lot of different names for it. But that incorporeal entity that controls this body is the master of the body. That incorporeal entity can make this body do whatever it wants. So that's the real slave master. That physical body of yours actually a slave. You as a God is the incorporeal entity that lives inside. That's the one that can get so much done, that can achieve so much. It's mind, not the brain, but function of the mind. So you are literally a slave master. You're the master of this body. This body won't do nothing unless you give it permission. This is what I'm saying. You have to give this body permission before you do anything. You have people that are jumping off a bridge. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know the body don't want to jump because the body know how much it's going to hurt. The body ain't trying to go there, but the body don't control itself. That's what's going on right now. You are actually a slave master. And the fight right now is for control over the slave because the spirit don't access much in the physical realm without being encased in something physical. That's interesting. So in order to get your spirit to allow your slave to be a slave, they have to convince you one way or another. Now, a lot of times they put enough pressure on your slave, okay, or threatening, or they threaten you to harm some of your family members to get you to do what they want. Or they can take block you from having money. Block you from being able to feed and clothe yourself and get you to do what they want, hence paying you $5 or $6 an hour, you know, which is slavery, okay? And they have you thinking, well, if I just make $15 an hour, I'm going to be all right. But the more you make, the more they raise goods and services. So that little raise you get, they take it right away from you. You didn't know 10, 15 years ago how cheap goods and services was and how more and more expensive goods and services you're getting, right? That's because they need slaves. And if they can work you at $15 an hour and make 200 or 300% off of your labor, that's great. That's what they're looking for. And it's not a coincidence that just a few of the people control as much as wealth as the 80%, if I understand. That's not a coincidence. They know what's going on. They know who they are. They know who you are. And they know what they have to do to turn from thousandaires to millionaires. You know what I'm saying? They know exactly what they have to do. Plus, they know the code. They know the code book and how to generate that money, you know? And this is something that you have to learn. Well, you can, the more you listen to these broadcasts from Monday through Saturday, you know, you'll pick up little tidbits, you know, some of it you know, some of it you don't know. I'm assuming that when I throw the broadcast out there that you don't know, okay? If you do know, that's fine. Then you can go and help get the message out, tell people what's going on, right? Right now, the slave master lost the Civil War through violence. They know they can't beat you. You know what I'm saying? They know they can't beat you physically. So the fight has been in the political arena, and that's what's going on right now. They're fighting in the political arena to take you back to, now they had something which was called the Black Coal Law in 1800, because you had more black congressmen, women, and senators than you do now, back in the 1800s. But they passed what was called the Black Coal Law because they didn't want blacks or women in charge of running government. You know what I'm saying? This is what they did back then. They kicked you out of government. And this is what they're trying to do now. They can get control of the vote. We're worrying about the filibuster, but that's not the biggest problem. The biggest problem is gerrymandering, because they just literally drew a line around a congressman's house and took him out of the district where all his people were, and to put him in a district where none of his people were at. Just by drawing a line, this is what they do. They draw a line. I forget, every 4 years, 2 years, or something like that, they'd be drawing a line to set up these districts. And the gerrymandering, that's what they call the gerrymandering. That's the biggest problem. That's what we need to focus on. If you talk to your congressman, the senator, you have to deal with reality, you know, your music and your dance and your clothes and TV shows and all that. That's not reality. The football, baseball, basketball, that's a distraction to keep you from what's really going on, okay? You got, let's say LeBron James. You got children that know everything about this man, his stats, how many shots he made, how many shots he blocked, who he's married to, who he's sleeping with, everything. And they don't know nothing about politics, what's controlling their lives, because they're getting caught up in the distraction. I'm not saying don't go out here and play ball or watch a game every now and then. I'm saying, but understand that it's a distraction to keep you from really what's going on. And the power is on the religious side, what they're calling religion, and the political side. That's where the power is at. And they know, see, what you don't, what people don't understand is that the non-secular side, which is the religious side, actually controls the secular side. Why do you think they got to take an oath on the Bible before they can take off? What's so important about the Bible? Why is the Bible such a thing that is controlling whether they take off or not? What type of Bible? What spirit? You got Muslims that are swearing on the Quran. You follow what I'm saying? It's the because the spiritual side is the what you sow side, which controls almost everything. You follow what I'm saying? So you need to be aware of what's going on spiritually, religiously. I don't like to use the term spirit because it has so many different variations to it, but you have to be aware of what's going on religiously as well as what's going on politically. That's why a lot of times when you go on, don't talk about policies and religion. You better talk about policies and religion. People get pissed off, don't let them get pissed off at you. If you're talking about something that's going to deal, something that's going to bring them back into reality. You follow what I'm saying? So, you know, don't fall for the distraction. This is your country to run. This is your country to operate. But you can't just vote for the president. You got to deal with the governor, the senators, the judges, the lawyers, especially in your area. Be mindful who these judges are. You can vote them out, the one that's locking all our children up. Give them these long, hard sentences. These racist guys, a white person and a black person commit the same crime. They give the white person 2 months and give the black person 10 years. You say, brother, they're like, hey, 10 years. That's been, you know, they gave a sister life for stealing the jacket. I'm telling you, it's been on TV. Gave her life for stealing. Who would give a person life for stealing a jacket? And she didn't have a weapon. There was no violence intent. I think she was shot wherever she was going. But they gave the sister life for stealing a doggone coat. Don't make sense. That's the judge. See, those kind of judges, you vote them off the bench, kick them out of office. You know, you have the power to do that. So this is why so many of your children wind up in jail because of the different, or the judges, well, the long-term things that they're doing with the judges, okay? The long-term sentences that the judges are giving certain ethnic groups, if you want to call yourself an ethnic group, okay? Now, the next thing that I wanted to deal with was before we ran out of time, we only got about 6 minutes, I wanted to deal with President Hansen and them, you know, and how come you don't know anything about the real founding fathers that set this thing up? You know what I'm saying? When the first settlers, white settlers came here, Britain just emptied the jail out. It just sent all their crooks and criminals on there, okay? But the criminals, they really understand we were to South. And when they got here and indigenous people that were here began to help them do things, they remembered that. And they're not the ones, well, most of them are not the ones, and the crook is a crook. Sometimes a crook is going to be a crook. But most of them are not the ones that came through to kill and murder the indigenous people here. That was coming from Britain, trust me. Once they got the military base set up, okay, and whatever treaties that they made, it didn't count. See, once George Washington stole or did a military coup and took the government from the people that founded the government, he didn't do the Bill of Rights, nor did he do the Constitution. They didn't do none of that. They just put their name on it, had their pictures up there like they did it. They're doing the same thing right now. You know, taking credit for stuff. That's what Trump did after the Obama administration, taking credit for all this stuff that he didn't have nothing to do with. You know, that's what they do. That's what crooks do. What are you going to do? That's how they roll, you know. But you have to start studying. You have to get into the history, find out what's going on. So you can tell your children what's up. Your children need to know what's going on. Your children need to know who actually started this thing, where this concept and all this come from, because this is a republic. Roosevelt turned it into a democracy. Prior to Roosevelt, this was a republic. Okay? Now, like when they make you do the flag, I swear allegiance to the flag and to the republic from which it stands. Okay? Not to the democracy from which it stands. Okay? So, a lot of things you have to start alerting your children to, but then you have to be careful with that too. I remember quite a few years ago, you know, I started learning this stuff and I'm dumping on the children. But you got to remember, the children have to live in a society, and in school, they have to put certain answers on the paper in order to pass. Because if you ask them who discovered electricity and you take them back to Inhotep, that's the wrong answer. If you ask them who discovered gravity, or you take them back to Dozier, you follow what I'm saying? That's the wrong answer. You see what I'm saying? But we know that the Egyptians had light bulbs. They had bulbs. They had current. They had wires. They had all this stuff going on before these guys even came into existence. You know, I'm talking about Thomas Edison and George Washington, not George Washington. Or Ben Franklin and Thomas Edison, and who they give them credit for discovering stuff that's been in existence forever. Like they come with the Wright brothers and invented the plane. No, they just the first one to put an engine on the plane. See what I'm saying? Because the model for the plane, they couldn't fly the plane until after they found the model of a plane in one of the pyramids. Once they found that model and they designed, now they have something to design from that from the Egyptians. And what they did, they put the motor on the plane, and that's what they did. They were the first one to put an engine on the plane to make it go a certain distance. You know, basically that's what they really should be credit for, not for inventing the plane. But if you put down who invented the plane, you know what I'm saying? And you put down Rama or somebody like Hedera, one of the Egyptian pharaohs, you plunk. Because that's not the programming that they're giving the children. So you have to be careful to tell your children the difference between the truth and the falsehood and know when to put the falsehood on paper so they can pass. Because you don't want the children there arguing with the teacher. You know what I'm saying? Because some of the teachers don't know either. Feel me? So you have to be careful with the information that you're passing down to the children. You have to really alert them to the reality of the information that they're using, the information that they're getting. Okay, I just want to caution on that because I made that mistake raising my first group, you know, and they didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to put on paper because the teacher telling them one thing, you tell them something else, and the teachers weren't giving them grades, and their grades were the ones that gets them the job because we didn't have jobs for the children. Well, once again, we're out of time. Time passed by so fast when you're having fun. But just remember, love is an act to make others feel good. And I have walked path with divine being, and read what you sow. And every action that I committed, I am easily envisioned your actions return. So let it be written, so let it be done. But this keeps your mind focused on what you're doing during the day to make sure that everything that you're doing, you wouldn't want nobody to do that to you. That's what these assertions are for. Keep your mind vibrating at a certain frequency that you will attract certain things to you. I know they talk about the law of attraction, but that's read what you sow. Well, I'm saying that's what the law of attraction is, you know? It's the mental read what you sow, so much specifically. You know, say what you think about, you bring about and all that. All that's coming from the teachings, from the African teaching. I use the term Africa because you know what I mean, but that's not the, it's really called symmetry, and that means the land of God, but you know, I don't get into that either. So that's something else, you know. But a lot of things that they're teaching don't actually come from them. It comes from your base. And with that, remember, love is to act and make others feel good. So try to keep yourself in a feel-good position at all times. This is Legacy of a Nation. I'm so used to being on Legacy of a Nation when I was there. But this is Elohim Five Tribes, Society of Love. And I'm Elohim Christ. The call-in number, if you want to find out more about things, is 758-1703, 215-758-1703. And with that, we'll chit-chat again tomorrow. And Much love, guys.